Kenora, thrilling and exciting is the best way to describe it. That's how Marek Derkach, a grade 9 student at Kenora Composite School, summed up the feeling after her U15 Yorkton Blitz girls' competitive volleyball team qualified for nationals in Edmonton, adding, "It's an experience not many people get, and it feels like a milestone to be able to travel and go play with the people I enjoy being with." In addition to Natalie Pishik, fellow grade 9 student at CCS, the team also includes players from Yorkton, Stockholm, Round Lake, Saltcoats, Kipling and Esterhazy. Making the experience even more special, Derkach said she and the majority of her teammates are in their first year with the U15 Yorkton Blitz. Derkach said she first started playing competitive volleyball in grade 8, and really enjoys the sport, the physical and mental aspects of it, as well as getting to know and making a connection with people through the sport. "Having so many different communities represented has turned out to be a positive influence on team chemistry, after almost no one knew any of their new teammates at the start of the season. It's amazing how we all connected and support each other now, on and off the court," said Derkach. "The team gelled really quick," added head coach Quinton Luce of Yorkton. "It actually helped that they were from many different communities. They got to know new people and trust each other. It's been really awesome to see." Derkach said she and Natalie Pishik tried out for the team together back in October. "It was a whole different experience, getting a glimpse of some of the girls I could potentially be playing with. For the first day, Natalie and I stuck together for quite a bit as we were unfamiliar with everything. Then at the next tryout we were off on our own." The team usually practices 3 evenings per week, 2 hours per practice. "We have scrimmage games every so often, more now that we're focusing on nationals," said Derkach. "SASK Cup matches would happen every month, plus provincials. We play in the SASK Volleyball League. Seeding for nationals is based on the results from those competitions." While enjoying the experience with her new volleyball team, Derkach said being a student, athlete presents a stiff challenge. "It's quite hard trying to balance volleyball and school, as well a personal life," said Derkach. "Doing another sport through club season along with school was just a big weight constantly on the shoulders, feeling the pressure to perform well in all sports and in academics as well." In addition to having mostly first-year players, Quinton Luce is the first-year head coach of the team, made up of 13 to 15-year-old players. "Our players really have the ability to learn," said Luce. "They soak up all the information I can give them, plus they have plenty of natural talent." He said the 2 Kenora players have contributed plenty to the team's success. "Natalie and Marek are both really energetic girls, listen well and want to learn. Like their teammates, they are all-around professionals." Coach Luce said he expects this volleyball experience will benefit the players long after their playing careers are over. "I think they are learning to always work hard to achieve their goals." Nationals will take place in Edmonton on May 15-18. Kenora and area residents can support the team by donating bottles to the local SAR Can Depot under Blitz Blazers, to help with expenses for the trip to Alberta. "If you see the players around town, wish them good luck," concluded Coach Luce. "Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskdoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.